Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Niagara County Clerk Joe Jastrzemski joining us now on the line. Despite a federal judge's ruling in favor of the new state law that would allow undocumented immigrants to apply for driver's licenses in response to Erie County's lawsuit, Niagara County's lawsuit will still move forward. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning. What is different about the lawsuit that you're bringing forward that would cause you to keep it going even despite this recent decision?
Well, good morning, Brian. Our lawsuit is centered around voter fraud. In this law that was created, this awful law that they passed back last year, one of our biggest concerns as county clerks, as this law was being looked at, was the fact that there is no safeguards built in regards to voter fraud. And when somebody comes into our office to get their driver's license renewed or apply for a driver's license, one of the questions that we ask each and every individual is, are you registered to vote? And if not, would you like to register? And, you go on an electronic device and it's prompted. And once it's prompted, not any of our staff nor myself see what the individual is doing.
Joe, is the process different from county to county in how you register or to get or apply for a driver's license and then register to vote?
No, it's all done the exact same way. When you come into our office, Sue, what you do is, again, you apply. There's what they call a Verifone. It's an electronic device that only you as an individual would see. And then, our staff asks you to go ahead and prompt through. And one of the questions asked is, are you a U.S. citizen? If you check yes, we don't know whether you would check yes or you would check no. So if you check yes, then it prompts you down farther to ask, what you'd like to register as, what party, so on and so forth. And then it goes on to Albany. And once it goes on to Albany, all Albany does is forward that on to the Board of Elections into that county. And there's no way for somebody at the Board of Election to check whether, in fact, that individual is a U.S. citizen. Once this individual gets this document, they're registered to vote.
Does it concern you at all, the possibility, especially seeing how Erie County's lawsuit played out in the courtroom, that they could just say, well, you go in, and if you apply for this type of driver's license that would go to an undocumented immigrant, we just won't show you that screen, that it would be a different process and you wouldn't get a prompt to register to vote?
Well, that, for starters, that would be a good solution. I mean, because, one of our biggest concerns is the fact that, somebody that's in our country illegally could register to vote and make a difference in an election. One vote is, for somebody that's in our country illegally, is one too many. I do know back in 2017, our county attorneys, through their research, found in California election that over 100,000 illegal immigrants that had registered to vote in California. I mean, that's absurd. And that is a huge concern. And it's pretty disheartening to see the ruling that come down in Erie County. I believe, the judge didn't rule one bit on the merits of the Erie County lawsuit and Mickey's lawsuit. Basically, just she took 32 pages to say that he hasn't been affected yet.
I guess the question would be, are you concerned that a judge would kind of look at this lawsuit, say, well, just change this one little bit at it, make it so that screen doesn't pop up for this type of driver's license, and then keep the rest of the law, when your goal is to have the entire law thrown out as a result of the lawsuit?
Well, yeah, absolutely, it is a concern of mine. But, our lawsuit also, is based around very similar to Rensselaer County in Erie County. It's also in there that, you know, the supremacy clause as well. But we filed ours with state Supreme Court because of the voter fraud issue.
Do you expect a ruling soon? Because the green light law takes effect December 14th.
No, I don't expect anything very soon because, you know, speaking to our county attorney, we don't even have a date to be before the judge yet. You know, and you know, the other concerns that we have with, as county clerks is back in July, we sent a document to Commissioner Schroeder's office with a number of concerns in regards to how this is going to be rolled out. As far as, you know, what we're supposed to do as county clerks, and we have not heard not one word from New York State Commissioner's office of what the process is going to be and how we're supposed to handle it. An individual that comes into our office, and then again, it becomes another unfunded mandate. Somebody comes into our office, can't speak English, you got to get an interpreter for them. Who's going to pay for the interpreter? You got all these fraudulent documents that are out there. There are so many concerns, Brian and Susan, that I can't even begin to tell you.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be asking you for further updates as this whole thing goes on. That's Joe Jastrzemski, the Niagara County clerk. Their lawsuit against that green light bill still moving forward.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.